So we're going to start by just taking some time to look at the picture you have and notice the kind of thoughts your mind is telling you about that person. Don't try and change those thoughts. Don't think, oh, I should have good thoughts. Just enjoy how creative and mad the mind is. Notice how the mind makes all kinds of assumptions and criticisms about that person. Okay, now close your eyes and notice how you feel inside. Do you feel hard or soft when you're thinking those kind of thoughts about that person? Do you feel open or closed, compassionate or mean? Be honest with yourself. Notice the tensions behind your eyes and around your mouth when you're thinking those thoughts. Maybe you can feel a hardness there. Is that a good feeling? Just notice. Okay, now we're going to make a shift from that critical mind to your heart. So first take some slow, deep breaths into the center of your chest, having a feeling of coming back to yourself. You can forget about that other person for now. And connect to your heart. Shift your attention there. You can use your hand and you can also put your breath there. Just feel that you're breathing very gently and easily into the center of your chest. Nothing to do right now, nothing to change. The heart knows that everything is okay as it is. The heart has no ideas of how things should be or shouldn't be, so it's always peaceful. Allowing yourself now to breathe into that peaceful place inside, in the center of your chest. And in a few moments, I'm going to ask you to allow your eyes to come open. Now remember, when we look from the heart, the eyes are soft, almost a little unfocused. We remain with the feeling of resting inside, and the eyes are just receiving whatever is in front of them. No need to judge or even comment. Images are there, and the heart is like a mirror, just reflecting without judging. So now allow your eyes to come open. And looking at your photo again, receive the image of that person in through your eyes into your heart. Breathing into your heart and allowing that image to be received by your heart, to be felt by your heart. Keep breathing into your heart and look at that person with the understanding that you don't really know what they've suffered in their life. For sure, there's a reason why they are the way they are. Maybe they've lost a beloved, or maybe they're having difficulty to meet and communicate with other people. You don't know. Maybe they're having trouble with their health, or with their finances, or with their work. You have no idea what sufferings they may be having, even right now. You don't know what's going on inside them. You just keep breathing into your heart, noticing how it feels to look with this kind of understanding. And now look at them with the understanding that they may die very soon, that you might never see them again. Don't feel bad to think such a thought. It's a truth. You will also die one day. And by acknowledging this truth, something bigger opens up inside us. We may come to see how petty our judgments and complaints were. Life is, after all, so short for all of us. So many unfulfilled dreams, so many nightmares, so much pain for all of us. So just keep looking with this feeling that this person may die soon. And keep breathing into your heart, just noticing what's changing inside you, what's happening inside you as you realize that.